Lust, envy, anger, greed, gluttony, and now sloth. That's the subject of the latest book in the series on the seven deadly sins presented by the Oxford University Press and the New York Public Library. Author Wendy Wasserstein, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, managed to overcome her own inertia long enough to uncover what may be the ultimate self-help guide, Sloth and How to Get It, a slim volume that extols the virtues of sloth in a simple, easy-to-remember five-step mantra: sit instead of sand, let yourself go, open your mouth, toil no more, happiness is within me. If you've moved up a lazy river and found eternal summertime where the living is easy, give us a call. We'd also like to hear from those of you still struggling to find your inner sloth and curious about how food, relationships, sex, or personal hygiene can fit into the sloth lifestyle. Our phone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. Wendy Wasserstein joins us now from our bureau in New York, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I have to ask, is happiness within you?
Oh, I think it is. I think if you accept your inner sloth, it is. I think if you drop all the shoulds in your life, you basically wake up in the morning and think, I should be running, I should be walking, I should only eat protein, I should call my mother. If you let them go and become the sloth, I think happiness is within you.
You came to sloth after trying what seems to have been every other self-help guide available.
Every self-help guide available. I'm a glutton for them. I think, you know, if I only eat steak and cheese this week, I'll lose 100 pounds. If I go to a crowded restaurant and order only water, I'll learn to be an assertive human being. If I go out to dinner with a man and I'm extremely difficult, they'll ask me to marry them. I try to follow all of these books, and none of them have been successful in my life.
The sloth plan, you write, the sloth plan says, have the courage to look should in the face and say, go to hell, I'm not getting up for you.
That's right. I think so. Because I think all these other plans are, you know, if you wash your, you should wash your face with 37 herbal creams every day. I think you have to look at all those herbal creams and say, no, go to hell.
Now, a lot of self-help gurus recommend an intensive program to start to purge the system, if you will. Sloth, I gather, is no different.
No, you really have to get yourself into sloth, and then you, if you really are strict about it and you really limit all your activities and any stimulation, you can come to a state of lethargiosis.
Lethargiosis. How do you describe that state?
Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in those protein diet states, you go into ketosis. Well, lethargiosis is that state when complete lethargy takes over your mind and body. So you no longer think, gee, I really should be running, or I should be learning Italian, or I should have a better job, or I should be nicer. It's just lethargiosis. You're just in a whoosh of lethargy, a cloud.
But proper lethargy, I mean, you have to set things up for yourself, don't you?
You really do have to set yourself up. Well, first of all, you have to really eliminate all ambition from your life and anything stimulating. And the other thing is, you have to get yourself a really cozy pair of pajamas and a nice chair, and then a table beside, well, not a chair, that's sitting up, I'm sorry, it's got to be a couch. And you have to have a table beside the couch with all the foods you want to eat, so you're not up and down, even thinking, I should go to the refrigerator. Just have them lying there. Cokes. Well, Cokes are a little stimulating. Maybe caffeine-free Cokes. Lay's potato chips, they last forever. All those wonderful things with all those chemical additives, that'll just last, so you don't have to get up anymore.
You write glowingly of triple-stuffed Oreos.
Triple-stuffed Oreos are really the one that's most necessary, because it has all that cream-like substance, and you can spend a lot of time licking off the cream and reading In Style magazine. I'm very, very adamant about In Style magazine. Magazine, because you don't, even people might be too stimulating. You just want to know sort of what Renee Zellweger wore on the red carpet, and that's enough.
If you'd like to confess about your inner sloth, three or two toed, our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email totn@npr.org if you can get up the energy to type. Our caller is Joe, who's with us from St. Louis.
Well, hello, and thank you very much. I find this most fascinating. As a youth, I studied the classics and was steeped in Roman literature, and there are two statements from two Romans who we both know but don't study so much anymore. One is Juvenal and one is Horace, which I think can apply here.
Mm-hmm.
In searching for happiness, Juvenal said, mens sana in corpore sano, a sound mind in a sound body.
Right.
Contributes to happiness. And the other one from Horace is, I think this is what you're saying, carpe diem qua minime credula postero. We've all heard carpe diem means seizing the day, but the last part of it, qua minime credula postero, means having as little faith as possible in what is yet to come. And I just think that that's a perfect idea. I try, not successfully, to live this myself, but I think the ancients had a great deal of wisdom that can be applied today.
I think you're absolutely right.
Isn't it wonderful?
I think you're right.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the call, Joe, and have a perfectly slothful new year.
We are going to have a nice, quiet time, yes. Thank you.
Oh,
best
good.
To both of you.
Okay. Appreciate Bye. It. Let's talk now with John. John is calling from Newburgh, New York.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, John.
I have the perfect motto for us sloths. It's so much to do, so little ambition to do it with.
I think that's perfect. That's just perfect.
I want to make a bumper sticker like that.
I think it's a good idea.
The nice thing about being a sloth is the more you become slothy, the less you have to work at it.
That's exactly right. A friend of mine, the undergraduate dean at Yale, said, this is the last self-help book you'll ever need.
John, thank you, and good bumper stickers for the new year.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Wendy, do you think that writers are particularly well adapted for a life of sloth?
You know, I think they are, because one of the big attractions of being a writer is you don't really have to get dressed and go out. You can spend all day in your pajamas. Now, you do have to motivate yourself to write, but you can write lying down. There is that ability to do so, and you don't have to really go out into the world and all of that. So, yes, I think there is a bit of sloth, and every writer I know has to overcome their slothness in order to get up and work, because the natural state is to just sort of sit and ruminate.
I noticed that among the items you put on that table that you would place next to your divan that you were talking about, there was not a phone to avoid calls from your publisher.
Yes, so absolutely. No, you don't want a phone, and you certainly don't want to get involved into email, because that will raise your stress level. It'll take you right out of lethargiosis.
We're speaking with Wendy Wasserstein, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. Her newest book is Sloth. It's the sixth item in the series The Seven Deadly Sins, which is presented by the Oxford University Press and the New York Public Library. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another listener on the line. Amy is with us from Tucson, Arizona.
Yes. Hi, Neil. I'm calling because I'm a closet slother. And my way of slothing is only in two places. One is... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. One is I sloth in hotel rooms. You don't want to be in a hotel room after I've been in it. I drop every towel. I open every bottle. I leave the creams lying around. I just use every cup and unwrap them and leave the wrappers lying on the floor. So I'm definitely a hotel flosser.
It sounds like the Who had just been in your room.
It sounds like a Who.
Yes.
hotels are made for sloth. That's it. You can take a weekend of sloth in a hotel.
So much
it's
fun.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Can I have two words to you, Amy? Room service.
Room service is good. And the second place I sloth is in dressing rooms. I leave everything turned inside out. I don't hang up one thing. And I always make sure that I have several sizes of the same outfit.
Oh,
what do you think?
I think that's good. Although I find actually trying things on a little bit too much effort.
It's
like
stressful. You're right.
You know, that takes some effort and some thought. That's too much for me.
Well, okay, I guess maybe I'm still a little type A of a slother then.
Yes, that's all right. You're moving towards your lethargiosis.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Amy,
sure.
Good luck slothing in the new year.
Thank Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you very much. Let's talk with David. David's with us from Sacramento.
Hi there. I'm curious about the health impacts of this. It sounds like it's a beeline to more obesity. What is the difference between sloth and just being lazy?
I think, you know what, in sloth where it says happiness is within you, I think that sloth in some ways addresses the issues of, for instance, high blood pressure based on anxiety, all those anxieties about the shoulds of life. This actually, the last chapter in this book is about uber sloths, which is a secret kind of sloths. Those are the sloths who are busy all the time. Those are the ones who are up running at 5 and learning Italian at 6 and getting their kids to the best nursery school so they can go to Harvard at 7 and then going to their law firm and then, you know, only eating one piece of, you know, sashimi that costs $5,000 for lunch. These people are so motivated and so driven that in some ways they are uber sloths, because what they have is no passion. And in a way, I think that what this particular form of sloth is saying is, in some ways, eliminate all the fake shoulds and come back to the center of the real one somehow. And I think that's probably very healthy, because I think a lot of us are just running around doing all these things, and it's like one becomes almost an automaton, thinking you got to do this, you got to do that. And at some point you think, really, you want to go to that hotel for room service and lie down.
Well, David, thanks for the call, by the way. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
But Wendy Wasserstein, as you note, sloth has gotten a bad rap over the centuries. How did it end up on that very selective list of only 7 deadly sins?
You know what it was? This is sort of interesting, although, you know, this book, this is kind of made up, but I've made this up, so I feel it's okay. But anyway, that, you know, that Thomas Aquinas noticed that the monks were going through a sadness in the afternoon at around 4 o'clock, and I think he didn't come to the knowledge of, say, low blood sugar, and what they really needed was a Hershey bar, these monks, because they were tired of illuminating manuscripts.
Or maybe more than a bowl of gruel at 11.
Or a bowl of gruel and illuminating the manuscripts. So that he came up with the idea of sloth, that it was a laziness. Actually, the laziness was tied into a sadness. And so he interpreted the sadness of these monks as a form of laziness.
And of course, if you're too lazy to get up, you can't go and worship God.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's distance from God.
And you come to some different conclusions, in fact, about worldview and sloth.
Well, yes, I do. I do come to this conclusion about uber sloths as the most dangerous kinds of sloth, because in truth, a life of slothdom can become a life without passion, because any kind of passion will awaken anxiety. It also awakens creativity. And ultimately, the problem with real slothdom or uber slothdom is it means a lack of creativity. But through the process of slothdom, one may come to a new sense of imagination.
Wendy Wasserstein, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a delight. Thank you.
Wendy Wasserstein's book is Sloth in the 7 Deadly Sins series from the Oxford University Press and the New York Public Library. Ira is here tomorrow. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you Monday in Washington. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.